This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Today marks the 100th birthday of the Grand Ole Opry. The country music radio broadcast started in Nashville, Tennessee on November 28, 1925. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports it's still one of the longest-running radio broadcasts in U.S. history.
The Grand Ole Opry kicked off with an elderly fiddler named Uncle Jimmy Thompson, who recorded this a few years later. Over the years, the Grand Ole Opry would host powerhouse country performers, Patsy Cline, Loretta Lynn, and Hank Williams, who debuted on the fabled Ryman Auditorium stage. Johnny Cash met his wife June Carter there. Even after a move to the Grand Ole Opry House, it was a spiritual home to performers like Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, performing there in 1985, the same year the Grand Ole Opry started broadcasting shows on PBS. It remains a central tourist attraction for Nashville, a city the Opry helped to place on the musical map. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Airbus is ordering an immediate software fix for thousands of its A320 series jets after a recent incident raised safety concerns. The company says strong solar radiation can corrupt data used by flight control systems. Industry sources say the recall will affect about 6,000 planes, more than half of the global fleet. Most will only need a short grounding to revert to earlier software, but some aircraft could require hardware changes, which may take weeks. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
So,
where are you?
Here at Radio Lab.
We go places.
Riding in an elevator.
From her bathroom.
We're walking through shin-length grass.